Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
But I don't know where life is going to take me next year. So I'm, you know, I'm a lot like military spouses that way.
Yeah, right? You are. That's really fun, actually. And that's a great way to start this. Welcome, everybody, to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast. This is a surprise episode.
Surprise.
Surprise. And I'm Brittany.
I'm Leslie.
Leslie. And we have a special guest today. We've got Super Julie Braun from Super Purposes. She is the CEO and founder of a great company called Super Purposes. SJ, we call her SJ. SJ, can you please just give us a quick intro of who you are and what Super Purposes is all about?
Yeah. So what we do in our company is we help people get a job in 12 weeks. And the idea is, I always look at everything as being a cupcake. Okay. Ladies, do you love cupcakes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm interested.
Right. Continue. I mean, as soon as I say the word cupcake, everyone's like, what? A job, looking for a job is like a cupcake. Well, a cupcake has a very specific recipe in order for it to be delicious. We delight in the way that it smells, the way that it looks. We even start to get like our salivatory glands start working and we start getting very excited. Yes. And that's the same way with career search. You know, there's a whole packaging piece to who you are. There's a very specific order of what you have to do first, second, and third. And so in our company, we help different groups of people get a job in 12 weeks. And I say, we're just baking cupcakes. And so we created a program for military spouses last year, and we launched it in January of this year. And we've worked with a lot of military spouses, helping them get jobs. And now I'm super excited that we're working with you two because, you know, we're going to be doing some, helping some other military spouses get a job, but we've got a webinar coming up and, you know, lots of good stuff.
Yeah, we are so excited to work with you to bring this to our listeners. This is just, we were actually talking about this in a couple episodes. We were like, we're working on something that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Yeah, because we all know that job situation can be rough.
Yeah.
Every time you move.
It can be really rough.
I also really like cupcakes, so we're in the right place here.
There's you can't go wrong with cupcakes.
So what are your favorite cupcakes? I always like to find out because that helps illustrate what a job search is like. So Brittany, what bubbles up for you when you think of your favorite cupcake?
I like red velvet cupcakes.
Me too.
Delicious. Yeah.
With a little bit of that twangy, tangy cream cheese frosting, right?
Yeah, that cream cheese frosting is delicious.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and it balances out the sweet a little bit, so it's not like sweet overload, you know?
Right. And Leslie, what about you? Are you on the same path as we are?
I like Funfetti cupcakes,
ooh,
which are there's stuff everywhere. So
that's good.
Yeah,
I like
sprinkles
that
in it and the stuff, and like it's fun when you slice it open.
Ah, SJ, what about you? What you like?
Well, I'm going to go for red velvet too, but actually I like Leslie's idea because I think sometimes, you know, that's, you just demonstrated when people get to open up the package, when they get to kind of see what's inside, this is what happens during a job interview. So people get to, they see you on your LinkedIn profile, they see your picture, they read your headline, and if you're doing a resume, they'll read all of your experience. But really when they get to meet you is when they get to find out all the fun stuff inside. So yeah, that's fantastic.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that little that analogy. Little analogy there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Any way that we can get cupcakes into our day, into our talking points, we do it.
Heck yeah.
That is a win.
So let's talk about this webinar that we are going to be doing on June 26th is when this webinar is going to happen.
Yes. That's the day for my kid's birthday, by the way.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which... Happy birthday, Lula.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lula. And how old is she going to be?
She will be 4.
Oh, big 4-year-old
Yes, big.
Girl.
Oh, she's big.
Okay. Well, what we're going to be covering at the webinar is, what's the title, ladies? Do you remember?
So I have it right here. It is Mill Spouses Get Interview Savvy and Stop Getting Ghosted.
Right. Yes, because how many of us have been there, done that?
I think everybody in their career has been ghosted at one time or another. They thought everything was going along really well, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, no one calls.
Right?
It's a phenomenon, I think, that is happening more and more in career and just in society. I think that people are less polite, less courteous, and less considerate of others. But here's what we're going to talk about at our webinar. We're going to talk about why the first 3 minutes of your interview can really be the life or death of your success.
I'm so excited to hear that part. Like that's definitely something I want to hear. It's so true.
Right. Because I think people think, well, I've got an entire hour. And actually, if you don't get them in the first 3 minutes, and probably even sooner than that, then you're probably not going to close the deal.
Right.
So we'll be giving some tips on that.
We'll also be
talking about how we want military spouses to have an employer mindset. When you have the person that you're talking with or selling to, let's say you're selling an idea. You're the idea. I want to get the job. Mm-hmm. You want to really be wearing the hat of the employer. You want to be thinking of all the thoughts that they're thinking, like, how is she going to fit in our organization? What sort of skills is he going to bring? How will they fit within our team? And you want to have that mindset. So we're going to be talking more in depth about that and some things that you should have on your checklist of questions to ask. So that will be in our webinar.
Oh, that's a great idea. The questions to ask. I think sometimes that stumps folks on what to ask. So
it does. Yeah. We'll also be covering how to be memorable and to stand out from the sea of competition. So, ladies, if both of you were in a room and you had maybe 18 other competitors going after the same job, how are you going to be memorable?
Without making a fool out of myself? I don't know.
That's one way to do it.
Well, yeah.
Try to make that person remember you somehow by maybe connecting. I don't know. Maybe finding something in common, I guess.
I usually go for a joke.
Yep.
And my shoes.
Oh, shoes.
Mm-hmm. My shoes are always something that I do.
Remember at the influencer conference, you wore a blazer one day and everybody loved your blazer?
Yeah, it's green, so it stands out. Yeah. You can pick me out. Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The memorable piece is really important, and we'll talk about George Clooney, a story about George Clooney. I got to write that down to make sure that I actually talk about it at the webinar, but we'll talk about how to be memorable, because when you are in a sea of competition, it's very challenging, and especially if you're the first person on the interview, candidate number 20 is going to probably be most memorable because they'll be the most fresh in people's mind. But we want, if you're the first person, we want to help you.
That's a really good point.
We'll also be talking about the biggest mistake that you and me and everybody in the world is making at every interview.
Ooh, what's it going to be?
I know. What is it?
This one is a doozy.
Yeah.
It is a killer. I've done it. I don't do it anymore. But once when I realized, ooh, this is a problem, we are teaching people the total different thing to do. We'll teach everybody at our webinar, but every single person makes this mistake.
Oh gosh.
It's right. Horrifying.
I'm like, I'm going through things in my head. Like, yeah, it's probably that one. It's probably that one.
Yeah. You're like, I did all of those bad things. I already know.
Let's start doing like chicken scratches on a piece of paper.
Oh gosh.
Right? Yeah. Oh, gosh. So we'll be covering that, which this one thing is worth thousands of dollars that we're going to give away at the webinar. So I really do hope that people come. And then the last thing that we'll be covering will be the three ghost busting questions you must ask in order to close your interview.
There you
and
go.
Close the deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
And it's something that you don't really think about. Like when you're in an interview, you think you have all the answers because they're going to like ask the questions. You don't necessarily come prepared with questions for your, you know, potential employer.
But you should.
Yes.
That's the key here is you should.
Yes. Yes, for sure. So there will be a lot of learning at the webinar. I'm super excited. This is a fresh webinar for us. So I'm excited about the topic and all the different things we're going to be teaching. And I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to bring this to the MillSpouse community because we all know that you know, PCSing brings challenges. Having, you know, kids or like resume gaps, all of that brings challenges. So hopefully this webinar will really close some of those gaps and help answer some questions and really, you know, help you get the job. So that's what we're here for. We want to help out as many people as we can. So.
Yeah. We know we're in mid-PCS right now, so.
Well, should we talk a little bit about that? Because I think, you know, this would be the time that we can give people some top tips on what to do. If you are moving and you've got a gap on your resume and you're saying, oh my gosh, nobody wants to hire me, because a lot of employers, if they see multiple gaps, like, okay, you got a year there, you got, you know, 6 months here, whatever, they start thinking, ugh, that Brittany, she is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that Leslie, I can just tell that she's a career jumper. They're already going to be thinking thoughts about you.
Right.
And so you need to present yourself in two different ways. Here's the two key ways. Everyone bring out their pencil. Piece of paper. We want you writing this down, taking notes, because I'm going to give you some hot tips right now.
Awesome.
The first thing is the way you present yourself on paper or on digital platform like LinkedIn. We love LinkedIn because LinkedIn is a place where you can tell your story.
Right.
So you want to be able to tell your story in a way that's really palatable for people to understand that being a military spouse, there's a lot of assets that come with that. You know, you're flexible, you're adaptable, you're a team player, you're loyal. You have all of these things going for you. So you want to leverage all of that.
Right.
You also want to be able to tell the story that my husband, my wife, my partner has moved. You know, we've had to move a few times.
Right.
And so this is where my life has taken me. This is where my career has taken me. It can just be one sentence. So on paper, you want to address that.
Right.
You don't want to shy away from it because I think sometimes people think, well, I don't want to tell them I'm a military spouse because then I definitely won't get hired.
Well, right? That is definitely something that, yes, people sometimes do not reveal that at all. During the interview process.
Yeah. I've sat and written a resume and I'm like, okay, how can I like manipulate this a little bit so that it's not quite so bad on paper, you know?
I think employers, if they have any level of radar, they will pick up that you're not telling them the real deal.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That sometimes will be worse
than
just coming out and saying, I'm a patriotic human being who chose a partner or a husband or a spouse who I care about so much that I made the commitment to our country that I would go wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. Bam. And, that's right? A great way to say it.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Yes, you like that one? We need that emoji, right?
Yeah, emoji. Mic just, drop right after that.
Yeah. So I think on paper, again, you need to kind of say something, and then you need to have the words to say it during your interview, like what I just demonstrated.
Right.
And I think the other piece to this is to be able to ask the next question, because you don't want to just leave them there going, oh, okay. You want to ask them the question, you want to get them engaged, and you actually want them to start agreeing that you're a great person to hire. Mm-hmm. So the next follow-up question might sound something like, do you have any military folks in your family or friends?
Right, to make that connection.
Make the connection.
Yeah.
And pretty much everybody has a cousin, an uncle, nephews, a sister, somebody who's been in the military. And then you can say, oh, what branch? And that's where you start getting them to see that they're just like you.
Right.
You're just like them, and that you have a lot to offer. And then you move on to, okay, here's how we're going to combat. If I do have to move, here's what we would do.
Wow.
I know. So that's awesome.
Tackle that question right up in the right up front.
Yeah. Take the fear out of the situation and give them the solution. And we have the solution, by the way, in our program for military spouses. We've got the solutions. We have peppered the solutions all throughout our cupcake. So we've got
sprinkled.
Yeah, we got
that funny.
Right? We're solving the problem. So I think that's really important for people. So don't bring fear with you about being a military spouse. Instead, be proud. Yeah. Know what you're going to say. Practice it. I always tell people, please go in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Close the door. Tell your children, your friends, whoever, mom, dad, wherever you are, tell them, okay, I'm a little crazy. I'm going to go in the bathroom and talk to myself.
Yep.
And stand in front of that mirror and have a dialogue with yourself. That's your practice session. Because when you get in front of the interviewer, you don't want to have just all of the thoughts be in your head. When we talk in our heads, we're really, really smart.
Yeah. Right.
Really good, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you sound like geniuses.
Yeah.
But when you say the words out loud, you might stumble on your words.
Right.
You may not say exactly what you want to say. So we want you practicing out loud, and that will give you the confidence when you are in the interview to really be successful.
Gosh, great advice, SJ. You've done this a few times.
Yeah, that is awesome.
You're awesome. We are so excited to bring this program to our community, and we're really looking forward to this webinar and sharing your knowledge with our listeners and with the military spouse community. So thank you so much, SJ, for being on our special podcast today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Is there anything else that we should mention before we go to our listeners? Anything else that they need to know? No? All right.
It's all crickets.
It's all crickets. No, it'll be good. You guys just join us for the webinar on June 26th. You don't want to miss it. And thanks again. Have a great day.
See y'all soon.